اوكي، ازيك يا باشمهندس علي؟ مرة يا اخي بيسوقك، ازيك يا باشمهندس داني؟ اول شيء بس يشوف صعب. اوكي، today we start Hazara. Soon we have the Hazara questions in front of you. Okay, begin. Tain divrei ha-shulchanah bin yicharata ba-hanhaga tova. So, the person has a hanhaga tova, and look on with Yehuda Kelly. He has an hanhaga tova. You know, he keeps a longer Shabbos, he's machmir, different things. And now he wants to make a taras nadar. Now, when does he have to do it? So the Shulchan Aruch says it's chal mitam neder. If when he originally started doing it, he was planning to do it indefinitely, and he did it one time. Say he's saying, I'm going to keep a longer zman for Shabbos. Okay? And this is what he wanted to do for indefinitely, and he did it one time. One time. It's chal mitam neder. So now if you want to undo it, so how could he undo it? In other words, what does it mean to undo it? You have hataras nadar, but how can you have a charata on something that you did that was good? So the Shulchan Aruch says that tzarech hatar yiftach b'charata. Shemitzcharet shenah came the shein neder. In other words, the way in the Sefer Kol Nidre points out, the Sefer Hilchos Nedarim. In other words, his charata is not that he did it; it was a good thing. But his charata was that he wasn't masne that he did it. That he should have had in mind that it was b'li neder. So that's, in other words, to be mischarid on a dover tov that you did, that's not a proper thing. We shouldn't be mischarid on the good things we did, but we could be mischarid that we didn't say we're doing it b'li neder. And that's what the charata is. Not on the actual idea. Say a person was doing this hanhaga tova for 2 years already, and now he sees that it's too hard for him to do. So he can make hataras nedarim, but he has to have a charata, and the Pesach is the charata, meaning if he would have known he would be mischaret, he wouldn't have not done it. But that's the idea. That is mischaret. The thing is mischaret that he didn't do really that. Ten different dvei hashach. That's what you always keep saying. Three times, right? But if you look at Shulchan Aruch, it says, "In b'shoshi yiskel nukhen dada nukhen kein olu v'nok pein afil pa machz." Yeah, what's the lashon in the Hataras Nedarim? It says, "Shalosh pa'amim v'lo hispesi lomar v'linet." Right. Right. So Rabbi Hess is saying that in the Russian that we say that that I did it three times as well. He states the Lomar Bulinet. Yeah, that's the Russian. But that doesn't mean that that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That's an excellent question, but it's interesting. So, if I wrote someone, I'd have to see. Maybe I should look up in that sefer called Nidre to see who if there, what's the mocker to say three times, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say. Right, you're looking it up. Yeah. Yeah, he has the sitter. Oh, yeah, what does it say? Right. So we should look to see. I don't know. You have to see who wrote the Nusach of this Hataras Dinar. Aaron, do you have the Ozach Chacham in front of you? So why don't you look up in the Sefer called Kol Nidre? There's a Sefer called Kol Nidre. See that Sefer where he quotes. But in my Shulchan Aruch, doesn't say that. It's always important to know where these things come from. You know, where does this Nusach come from? Oh, there it goes. Okay. Tein divrei hashach. Aaron, you got it? You found it? Yeah, so when you find it, just raise your hand, then I'll stop and be aware. He's going to look it up now in the safe. Tein divrei hashach in your nether shall call hatzibur. So the shach in Sifkat Dalet says that you can only make hatara or harata something that some people did of the community. But if it's something that the whole community does, do you want to say anything?
Of course, the do it times. A lot of the sites, children here there, to keep one, it's Shlomo, but I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what it means. Sites of Shlomo, it's not three times, but perhaps it's Shlomo.
Okay, so that's what he's looking at. Yeah, that's our Shulchan Aruch right here. Oh, so let's see. So the Shach says you can only make a Taras Nedarim in a minig of. Some people have this minute. But if so, a minute of all of Klal Yisrael. Like Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, if you hold a minute. Well, what's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias? I like that better. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. All, I mean, obviously, people who live in Israel don't do it because that's not it. But anyone who's Bnei Chutz La'aretz, that's a minute of all Yisrael. So therefore, I can't just say I'm being a chiv gomer. You can't be matan neder. So anything that's all of Klal Yisrael. What about kidneys? Kidneys is all of Ashkenazim. Would that be included in what the Shach is saying? What do you think? When the Shach says, "Moshe Noble Kol Yisrael," people are mere shalatik in Moshe. But if Kol Yisrael mean, what about Kol Ashkenaz? Is that called Kol Yisrael? Maybe.
establishment.
He's saying establishment, but it could be, you know. I don't know, but he says, no, but his point was that you can make a Taras Nedarim, but you know, Mixas Ahamo. But Mixas people do. But if all of the call, but below Kulo. But if Kulo, so the question is, what does that mean to include? Okay, let's see. Number three, Tain Divya Shud Marshal. Aaron, did you find anything? In other words, you're saying like this. If you didn't have in mind that you're going to do it la'ola, you just said, okay, this is what I'm doing now. You weren't thinking la'ola. And then you did it three times. So then that has a dead end. But it was this idea of one time is when you had in mind that you want to do it indefinitely and you did it one time. But say you didn't have in mind you want to do it indefinitely. You just said you're doing it and you did it three times and you didn't have it. Stop, come on. Not. And who does he quote that from? He says, it's not a Shulchan Aruch lahed yet, this thing. That's why I look at Shulchan Aruch. Who asked the question? Paul Kirchner Shulchan Aruch asked this question on Nusach HaMachzor. Where does he ask the question? In the El Mogen is in the Mat Ephraim. So he says in the Mat Ephraim, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch asking this question. Okay, who says? Right. Who says? It's not in the. And who wrote this Nusach? Became more famous than the Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch says. The Prisha, what does the Prisha say? Shulchan Aruch says, "Shasha Yisrael didn't have a diet of one cane, but no cane." So he's saying the only way to get out of the Shulchan Aruch is to say what you're quoting the Sefer Kol Nidre saying that if you didn't have kavana the olam, then so the Shulchan Aruch saying if you had kavana the olam and you were knowing one time that's a neder, but if you didn't have kavana at all, just we're doing it. Then three times. But you could have said, not that way. You could say no. That if you didn't have kavana to do with la'olam, and three times maybe it's meaningless. Maybe that you could argue that it's not clear in the Shulchan Aruch that if you did stam even three times, maybe that's nothing. So you say, so let's get a prisha. A guy in Rav Kenner Shlita. Want to get a tour? Yerodea, Reish Simon, Reish Yudalev. But I'm glad you brought it up because it's a good point to bring up because it is the Nusach. But the question is, who made the Nusach? Was it a... You know, like Like, who was the, you have to check their, that's why you need a, you know, somebody, they just had a sale in one of the big auction houses. They auctioned the matzah. So 8.3 million it went for. There's a matzah of the time of the Rishonim. Remember, Charles Seidefeld, works for them. He was telling me about it. It's from the time of the Mordechai. It went for 8.3 million to buy that matzah. What do you think? Right. So we have to see. We should look in that matzah. Yeah. Oh, if it went for 8.3, poppers. Went for 8.3 billion. Maybe it should say something. I'm going to Tzadi Igrif Kenner. So the library just got a new book together from Dida Nutsa.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just came, I just saw it yesterday. So it's Reish Yud Daled. No, this is Kosher Mishpat. You're there. They used to have the new tourists here in Space Match. I don't know. I'm sure it's on your computer. When did you read it, Aaron? No? Do you have a tour? Reisha Dalit, Reisha, Os Hesiset? Os Beis? No? Anything?
Rabbi, I got something from Safaria.
Yeah, what does it say?
Colon 2. I put it in the chat.
Yeah, what does it say? Want to read it? Read it.
Yeah, Hilkach. Mi shenahag shelo le'echol basar v'chule. Ayim b'shulchan aruch she'erich baze. V'hai nahag b'mai ayri. Inhaken gimel pa'amim. O mayri she'amar ho'il v'ne'esa li nes baze hayom. לא אוכל בשר, דמשמעוסן, דלא יאכלנו כל שנה באוסו יום, אבל על כל פנים אינו נדר גמור. Not sure. This is number 2 in the pre-show.
You have it? Yeah. So we don't have it here? So he has a question. You have it? Make sure you dial it. Okay, give it to me. Give it. Bring it. Yeah, he's bringing it over right now.
It's only the short. I don't know if they have.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but it's a good point that. So you want to read it one more time, Rabbi Katan? Read the pre-show, you valid base.
Okay, 1 second. It's in the chat. Okay, Hilkach. Mi shenahag shelo le'echol basar v'chole. Ayem b'shulchan aruch she'erich bazeh. V'hai nahag b'mai ayri. אינה כן גימל פעמים, או מיירי שאמר, הועיל ונעשה לי נס בזה, היום לא אוכל בשר. דמשמעוסן, דלא יאכלנו כל שנה באוסו יום, אבל על כל פנים אינו נדר גמור.
Okay. Okay, so maybe it's that. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
We must retain the reshut marshal out of the word. Being a takhanas chafifa. So we know that there's a din of chafifa that a woman has to wash herself before she goes to the mikveh. And there's a question whether you do it in the daytime or you do it at night. Right? She goes to the mikveh at night, so she should do the chafifa at night before she goes, or she can do it at the end of the day. That's the machlokas Rashi and the shultas. Rashi and the shultas. So Rashi says you do it in the daytime. Because Rashi's afraid if you do it at night, you're going to rush. Because you're ready, you want to get to the mikveh ready. If you do it in the daytime, there's no rush because the mikveh is not open yet. So this way, if you do it at night, Rashi, she says it's better to do it in the daytime, there won't be any rush. You do it at night, you might rush. So Rashi says you do it in the day. Shilta says you do it at night because it's closer to the time that you go to the mix. So then the post can bring down. It's good to start in the day and go into the night. So the Marshal has a tshuva here. About this. About what should be the so he says it goes from Maran Padova. Asher easy to kick him, tikin, not a big asher motzas, Gidron Mahuram Asher, Shakran Gidron of Posach of Doshim. Tochen Arash at Tikin Binin at Tzvila, Shifanzo and Oshim Rabbeis Amechet Balayla, Yasu Achafiva at Tzvila Hakol Balayla. So he quotes this minute to do everything at night. Why? The Siva Shabbeis Amechet Omid Bamokum Tach Nusom Bechotzim Beis HaKnesses. In other words, in other words, the merchats, they didn't have private showers like we had today. They were public bathhouses. And the public bathhouse was in the chatzar of the shul. So anyone's going to go to the bathhouse, so the people who are going to shul are going to see who's going. And then they're going to figure out that these women are going. They're going because they're going to the mikveh. So then it's going to be embarrassing. So the question is, so they made a takana minhag. And some women therefore wouldn't go to the mikveh there, you know, during the week, because then that's when people go to shul. So they made a takana, do it balayla. So balayla means that they can only do the chafif at night. So it means the people already went home from shul. And therefore, Abba Rashi, and then to take concern of Rashi, that Rashi was afraid that if you do Galila, that you get a rush. So they said they should put up a clock, and you should have to do it a certain amount of time. Because of all Tovel Sasaka, Chafifa, Kol Osa, they should do Chafifa for an hour. So this way they'll know. So they want them to do it at night, because if they do it earlier in the day, that's when the men are coming to shul for Mirkamah. So they don't want, and the women are embarrassed to be there, because then the men will see that they're there, and they're there, and obviously they'll figure out that the reason they're there is to get ready to go to the mikveh. And we try to not tell people when we go to the mikveh. So therefore they made a minute that they should dafka do chafifa at night after the men already left the shul. But then certain chacham publicly said that it's an avera to do this. It's a very, and really you should do the chafifa in the daytime. So the question is who's in the right here? In other words, this new practice to go do the chafifa late at night for tznius reasons, and to have a what they started to be doing, or this other Rav who was like saying no, it's not proper. So the Marshal is dealing. So the Marshal thinks, you know, the Schultz is really right. And they were makabel to think. And this person who made this announcement that it's improper what they did, and what did he say? He said, "Amar Chacham Echad Shmom Haraz B'Darsh Le'Noshim Shalom B'Fnei Chacham Amar Shaveirahi B'Din Lasos Hachafifa B'Layla." He said, anyone who did the chafifa at night, the tefillah is no good. And the kids are mamzerim. Even though you don't get mamzerim for neither. But he just meant to scare the people. He's pogrom, right. So they were asking the Marshal, was it right for this person to do that? So he tries to give Lavitz Chus for this Rav. He says, Tervash of the Sholi Vafil, he means to go, Achlin, Achpeslam Tzotzatz Chus Lachachal, I call it. In other words, first he wants to give legitimacy to this Rav who made the announcement that it's not a good thing. Right? So he says, right, so they used to do it during the day, and now then they started doing it. They wanted to make a minute to do it at night, and now the one Rav said it's not proper his minute to tell the women to do it at night.
So I would.
Who's in the right here?
Whether you have prepared the fish in the life for years.
Well, they were doing it in the day all the years. Now they started doing it at night. But that was a new thing that they said you have to do it at night after the men left shul. Right? So the question is, so should they go back to what they were doing before doing it in the day, or can they keep this new hanhaga? Yeah, so that's the question. Yeah. So that's the question. So he says, so he says like this. So could we say that they lomar meacha shehanoshe kibbu charata om in agam zimtse sheishla matam minag batos uvada et harosha l'hatir lahem avinag al de charata v'achachem yochol l'hatir b'charata pesach v'kein ein l'cha pesach tolu mizem shum chashash hergesh tzvila. In other words, they were always doing it in the day. They were going early to the base merchants to do the chafif. That was the old minute. Based on Rashi, Shita's Rashi. So now they can make a Taurus Nedarim to do it late at night. But he says no. Whereas Rav Zeri said you need the Zayin Nikim, you can't be matter because it's all of Klal Yisrael. So that's the question. So everyone was doing Khafif in the daytime. So you can't just say we should be matter and they should, you know, and do it at night. So maybe this Rav is right, but it's not right that all of a sudden, because you can't be matter, neder on the original Kabbalah of Klal Yisrael to Paschal like Rash to do Chafifa Bayo. Right. So now, one second. Because it's a minute that all of Klal Yisrael did. So then maybe maybe this Rav was right, that this nuke, in other words, again, everyone was start doing Chafif in the daytime. And now all of a sudden, this Rav comes along, and this one person comes along and says, you know, it's not Tanua to be there in the daytime because the men are there for Mechamarath. No, no, not Tanua to do it in the day. The Merchats, they do the Chafif in the day. It's not Tanua. The original practice was they did the Chafif in the daytime. I mean, the end of the afternoon. But the problem is that's when the men were there for Mincha Maariv. So they said, okay, so they wanted to make a new Hanhaga that they should follow the Shiltas and do it after the men leave Shul. And then a certain Rav got up and said, no, if you do that, it's a terrible thing to institute this new change. And you should go back to what you were doing originally, meaning doing the chafifa, the washing, in the daytime. So first he's saying he understands what this Rav is saying. Because what right did they have to change it from day to night? You can't make a Taurus Nadar with that. That idea that they're following Shitas Rashi is a minute of all of Klal Yisrael. So you can't. So maybe the Rav was right who got angry. So that's what he's saying. But he says, nonetheless, there's a reason. Avim Yom Ramar, Shaminik Shadogilu, Toshi Mechum Ha'ali Toshi Bod Yom. But he says that says there could be a Svara, obviously, that they wanted to change it because of Sneas. Vade Zechachem, Tazbol, Tos, Moyor, Lampa, Shalavah, Mamal, Tabin, Echachem, Shashamad, Lav, Shuish, Moyor, Lishlov, Yad, Mashiach, Hashem, the Pashal, Fort Hazakim, Pino, Shahid, Dole, Arts. So he says, but it still wasn't right of this Rav to, come out against what these Rabbanim said. The Rabbanim Shechashachon Lachim Vomasos Shmeres Zvar V'Gozar Acham Bo'orcho Atu Laila Achen Yesh Lekmo Ki Mihu Uzeh Reizu Hu Shehu Lizko Takon Ech Pitzes Chachamim Vomashim Lo Tikonis V'Ismerchas Tanim Baruch Hashem Lo Tikonis V'Anoshim Lo Nogu El Yikonis L'Merchas Bo'Rayim Bo'r Firo Pitzes Kal. So he says, so he says he should apologize. That it wasn't right for him, even though there was a lot what this Rav said, that how can you make Hataras Nedarim on something of Klal Yisrael? He says, still, this Rav should not have come out against these two Rabbanim. And what's his point? Shoshamadu says, we almost established possess a summer of Rafasham, Rakal Baku, Shulaila, after eating a FIFA, so even other little tongue of the Lila, Shark, Liam Shulfana, they should cut up a lab, they should look at Mumu the base. The father Shahasha Shaham Lakman, Donald says, Mishmash of Gar, the Gazar, So he should say he should go and apologize. But others may rather the old man Barabbas should even start with Dolan Hainu, bring him where Russia come to Tachnob. You the end of the road, Russia Row, a name, the other Shahisa Takana, who says Kavich of Lars from the front cover the Hainu Dolan. Schar and Amasa, the God of Lobosh of Kach, Rakaka, Kim of his attorney, the friend of Karoy. So apparently the question is, in other words, they already changed this. How long ago did they change? In other words, originally Klal Yisrael was no Egla Grash. And now they were doing the other way. And they were told to do it like the shilters, to go at night. And then this Rav said, no, it's a terrible thing. So the Marshal supports the Rav, then you can follow the shilters. Even though technically there's no Hataras Nedarim here, and if Hataras Nedarim can't help, because it's something all Klal Yisrael would know like Rashi, but nonetheless, there was a reason for it. The Tzvius, etc., and therefore he shouldn't have said what he said about these two. Right, so that's what he said. The Tainter should marshal be in Takanas Kafifa like Tfila, Shadafka Balaila. So he says that it's okay. It's okay to make it Dafka Balaila for Tzias reasons. Even though the original way they wouldn't have been able to. That be Mater Neder, because it was a Kabbalah of all Klal Yisrael. He says, "If the Levshel will do what Tefillah Mechav and Chalil, Loma Shishtavish Mezes Tzom and Mechasham Lo Hakol Biyah." Okay, so that's so he's. So he said that they were allowed to change it. And then this Rav shouldn't have said what he said. So first he's melamed tzchus on the Rav that you're right, this was a can't be matan neder. Because the mice, he can get from Shoshu Rashi Tamam Merchus Kain Shah. He says, okay, Merchus Kain Yosim Rashi Kaperi Shah. Well,
say that, even though it's all applies to
the minhag of all applies to was to go in the daytime right. to the Merchus.
Right.
So he was allowed to change it. And this Rav shouldn't have been so sharp saying that if you go, we're not talking about going to the mikveh. Mikveh they went at night. Question is, when did they come to the merchatz? Did they start preparing in the daytime?
What?
Yeah, so where's that line that he says that? But he says they were allowed to. That they were allowed to change it. And they had this minute to change it, so. Even though they couldn't do fruit, you know, or hatar sadar. It says even though they should get ready for the yom. Since the big concern, so they were allowed to permit. But the point that the Marshal is saying, Agav, in this whole story is that, but it wouldn't have been, they couldn't have done Hatar Sadar, it would just be Mutter because why? Just that there's another overriding concern, but not that you would be Mata the Neda. Right? Aaron? Is that what, how you understood? Yeah.
Rebbe, even with this new takana, is it saying that now that every woman has to go at night, or if some women who weren't embarrassed, could they still go during the day like Rashi? Like maybe they were just being mater, those women who are embarrassed, they can go at night, but if some women still want to go in the day, they can still go in the day.
I think they just do it across the board. You know, most women are embarrassed, so I think they just did it across the board.
It says over there that this embarrassment was every night of the week except for Motzei Shabbos.
Right. Because Motzei Shabbos, anyway, they're not going to go during Shabbos. So anyway, they're going to go late.
Right. Uh-huh. That's what it is.
If they did very pre-Kaddish, they have a Tarsim Dharm Rogel Matzah Shmura. Say somebody wants to have Matzah Shmura the whole Pesach. Because Matzah Shmura for the Seder night, but he wants to have it for the whole Pesach. But that's his minute. So is that considered that if you would change that? He eats Matzah Shmura the whole Pesach. So now he wants to have pshutas during Chol HaMoed for the rest of the yontif. So does he need a taras nadar? So he writes, it's not a siyad. A siyad means like kidneys. You don't want to eat kidneys because you might come to eat chametz. Because the, you know, there could be they make a mistake with chametz. So that's a siyag. But there's no issur that they're trying to be scrupulous about when they eat the shmur matzah the whole. It's just a milsi yisersa, so he thinks you don't even need, you need at least a siyag, that you're doing it, you know, for a siyag, that you don't want to violate.
But it's not like being old,
but right. He's saying that if you take upon yourself something that's really mutter because you want to not violate an isser, so you're being extra scrupulous, so it shouldn't come to an isser, does that? So that's, and now you want to stop doing that chumrah. So then you need Hatar Sudar. But he's saying, Matar Shmur B'Shas Ksira, to be makpin on that, the whole Pesach, he feels it's just a, it's not a Chumrin B'Tav Siag, it's just a Nusa Yisesh. So he says he doesn't think that... Yeah, because there's no Isser involved. It's just a... You know, Milsi Sersa. He doesn't call it an Isser law.
As
opposed to kidneys. As opposed to kidneys, you know, or as opposed to Gebrox.
Right.
It's like Gebrox.
Right.
Afraid that maybe part of the matzah didn't get fully baked.
Right.
And it can become covered. So that's a... So Gebrox is a real... So if you hold from Gebrox, so then you have to... You need a Taras Nadarim not to follow Gebrox anymore. You would. But he's pre-chad saying that to have shmur matzah, the whole, so that you wouldn't. Okay, so tain divrei Taras Chesed in Zeh. Taras Chesed says, he discusses this pre-chadosh. Says like this. It says Gabi Eshlid Mozer Mashkos of Pri Chadosh, the Chumra, he Milsa Yisersa, Inis of the Shanas Hameg, Etzar Hatara, Kopan Bardin Kanaki and Bidina Kim and Pizas Hasid. So what is he saying here? It's a question of certain places to keep Purim on the 15th. So the question is, are some places, is there a suffix that maybe they're in Mukav Chom and Mos Yeshua Benun? So he doesn't think there's a real suffix here, but they had a minute. Be your day, you have a minute before you can. You have a line down the cane. Shabbat will be did chayav in the Christmas as well, probably minute toast. So he says, so some people were laying in the gill even of 15. He says, yeah, he doesn't think there's really any suffering. But they were knowing that. And maybe they thought that there was a real halacha, and it was just a mistake. So he thinks that this thing, that in certain cities, they were reading the Megillah, I guess maybe also on Tetzvav, is the same thing that the Pre-Chadosh says about the people who eating shmur matzah the whole Pesach, and now they don't want to. They don't have to make hataras nedarim. So the same thing with the people who are laying the Megillah on Tezvav. So I guess also they don't even need hataras nedarim because it was just the Milsi Yisers. Tainted the Shul Harash of the. Okay, so Shud HaRashma is the next factor. Okay, we did the first five today. I think the Shud HaRashma, oh, is it in this one, the Shud HaRashma? Yeah. It talks about wine of the guy. So a Jew looks, you know, looks after it. Yain shalachol shetir yisrael. Yain yisrael, this man, shetir mechtech, shetir yisrael, I'm sorry, yain shalachol shetir yisrael, yain shalachol shetir yisrael. Because there's a guy issue, wine that belongs to a guy, but Israel takes care of it. because Yisrael doesn't live there. But the Yisrael can come in at any time. He has keys. So, the question is, if they drink that wine. So he says, to call others also awesome and feel very retired. Initially, I'm a team in law. From retired, I'm not going to be initially in my team. So, no one will issue so me at some. I feel much a notion of fear is a lot. So he says, call me should know it's a bit over Hamutal. Yeah, there are such a problem with a nether assure. So the daughter was so way to deal with him. Even we should know it's a bit over the Torah because he lost his little gender to the answer. He was with the assumption of Satan Torah in the head of Lola. Because it could be that something that's really mutter, but he's machmir on his bochomer, because you know it's really mutter and you're still asking. So you're asking, making it also like a regular is. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll take it, we'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Okay, so Chazer, you know, please Chazer as we go along, and Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll continue. See you after the Shemaya.
Amen. Have a great day, Rabbi.
Have a great day.